Philip Semple PX, these urgent care today's date is 04/08/2024. Dictation is for Alicia Reyes. Reyes spells R-E-Y-E-S. Alicia spells A-L-Y-S-S-A. Date of birth is 03/27/2006. This is an 18-year-old child here with throat pain, period. Patient is accompanied by mom, who stated the symptoms have been going on now for approximately 3 or 4 days. Says she came in because of pain not responding to over-the-counter medication. And child is having fever, which goes away when she takes Tylenol or Motrin, but comes right back. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports cough, says cough is dry. Denies chest pain. Denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next line, patient reports decreased appetite. Says she's tolerating fluids well. Denies pain with urination or frequent urination. Next paragraph, next line, patient reports body aches, runny nose, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, correction, past medical history is none, past surgical history is none, social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies are none. Next paragraph, family history of thyroid disease, hypertension, diabetes, and cancer. Correction to the surgical history, patient had a tonsillectomy in 2022. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 113/75, pulse 92, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous with no exudates, uvula is bifid, is midline and mobile, no exudates or erythema. Next line, tonsils are not present. Secondary tonsillectomy. Next line, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, nose congestive, clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, same paragraph, patient's nerves are congested. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor respiratory and expiratory effort. Mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen non-distended, no visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute rhinitis. Number 2, acute bronchitis. Number 3, acute flu B infection. Number 4, acute myalgia. Period. Next paragraph. The following test was done in the clinic. A strep, flu A and B, COVID, strep, a COVID, and the flu A were negative. Flu B is positive. Next paragraph, patient was given a breathing treatment in the clinic today. It consists of albuterol and Atrovent. She was reevaluated after and reports improvements in her cough and her chest discomfort. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication: Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 PO, BID for 5 days. Number 10, next medication, Bromfed DM 2/10/30/5 mL. 5 mL TID for 10 days, number 1, 50 mL. Next medication, triamcinolone 0.1% lotion applied to affected area. BID for 14 days, open parentheses, patient says she has a history of eczema and sometimes will have flare and was requested triamcinolone for her eczema. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has non-endovulation.